And now we begin the first episode in our new Jack Flanders adventure serial, Moon Over Morocco.
Monsieur, bonjour. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir déposer tout le bagage de cabine sur le siège. Merci. Now, je conseille that you were sitting on the lounge and you have to come in the way you have to come on it.
Good afternoon. Captain Satellite is true. Welcome on board. This caravel of the motor line is connecting London Heathrow, Tanger Bukhares, Marrakech, Menara, and Agadir. Our first stop will be Tanger Bukhares, and we shall reach within 3 hours of flight. We ask you to fasten your seatbelt, straighten at the back of your seat, and refrain from smoking during the takeoff. Tea will be served to you during the flight. Thank you. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonjour. Le commandant Sadala et l'ensemble de son équipage vous souhaitent la bienvenue à bord. Cette caravelle de la compagnie Royal Air Maroc effectue la liaison Londres-Heathrow, Tanger-Bukhares, Marrakech-Menara et Agadir-Inesgan. Notre premier escale sera Tanger-Bukhares que nous atteindrons après un vol de 3 heures. Nous vous prions de bien vouloir attacher vos ceintures.
No, not today. No. No. No, thanks. No. Maybe some other time. Look, maybe we can do it some other time. No, man. Not today. No, I've got to go someplace. I have to meet someone.
Match?
Hmm? What?
You have match?
Oh, sure, yeah. Somewhere. I know I've got them. Oh, here. You can keep.
Cigarette?
Here you are.
You light?
You're giving me back my matches so I can light your cigarette.
You come to Morocco to seek the Masumuda?
I don't understand.
The holy Masumuda.
Who are you?
Do you know who are you?
I don't
know. You don't.
My name's Kelly. Kasbah Kelly. And I own a bar here in Tangier. The bar's called Kasbah Kelly's. It figures. Kasbah Kelly's is right down by the beach on the Bay of Tangier. And across is the Gates of Hercules and the ever-faithful Rock of Gibraltar. Maybe you better get a map. That's Mojo playing the piano. You'll get to know him as time goes by. Now, a lot of what I'm going to tell you ain't necessarily going to be the truth. I figured you may as well know that up front. So if one day you visit Morocco and find out it's not anything like what I told you it was, that is your big fat problem. You understand? You step outside the door, and you can hear the ocean. Smell it, too. This country's got a great smell. Those dry, scented winds of inland Morocco. The fig trees, the cedarwood and mint beds. Here in Tangier, it's eucalyptus, flowers and spices and dry earth. And here on the beach, it's the ocean. You can smell it, can't you? If you allow yourself to. And as you hear, there's fog this time of year, just down here by the bay, but not up there behind me. The whole city is hills, just like San Francisco. I come from San Francisco. A long time ago, I come from a San Francisco that doesn't exist anymore. Though it never did exist, except maybe for a few of us.
It was a fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, yes and the dew. Old Frisco with end of land sadness.
Kasbah Kelly?
Right.
Jack Flanders. Glad to meet you.
This is Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
Hi. How are you?
Gravy. Give me some skin.
The Udo man?
Mr. Kelly. He used that name, not me.
Well, what's you do mean?
That's part yoga and part voodoo.
I called myself the You Do Man. Mojo Sam, the You Do Man. And my friends, they come up to me and say, "Hey, You Do Man, your parrot, he leave a little You Do on your shoulder there. He. So only Mr. Kelly here, calls me You Do Man.
So you know a little bit about voodoo, huh?
Voodoo?
I see.
This here is Africa.
Kelly, I take it you got my letter.
Right.
Well, the two of you may be a great deal of help to me. I mean, for my expedition.
Expedition?
Yeah. I guess you didn't see my letter, but...
Stonehenge!
Yeah. You did read my letter.
No.
Well, in my letter I wrote about my studies of Stonehenge and Woodhenge. And the stone circles and pre-druid crosses and markers that can be found all over the British Isles. Well, to get to the point, I believe there's something so basic, so primitive here in this land, Africa, Morocco, and in these people. I mean, there's a raw energy alive here that's been lost in the West. It once existed in England in ancient times, but... Well, the people here are so alive, awake. Their eyes, their senses,
like a dog.
Yeah, you could say that, like animals. They seem to have an instinct we've lost.
That's probably true. There's a saying here, the understanding of an Arab is in his eyes.
Excuse me. That girl there.
Hmm?
At the bar.
Yeah.
Who is she?
No idea.
When did she arrive?
Who knows? She's been coming in for maybe a week, 2 weeks, every evening. She sits at the bar, keeps to herself. Do you know her?
No.
Divorcee.
Hmm.
Yeah, they often come here to Morocco. Lonely, looking for Casablanca, as though it ever existed.
Didn't it? They're Moors, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's out of the Middle Ages. To them, it's an insult. Calling a Moroccan a Moor is like calling someone a kike.
Hmm, I see. But it's all right to refer to Moorish, like Moorish architecture.
Yeah, sure.
I see. Tell me, what makes this country so mysterious?
I don't know. I don't ever want to know. If I knew why, it wouldn't have its mystery. It's like as soon as you know why you're in a country, it ceases to have a mystery for you, and if it doesn't have a mystery, why live in it?
No, I don't agree.
Well, all that hocus-pocus stuff you've been doing over at Stonehenge has brought you to Morocco, but do you know why?
Sure. I'm simply looking for a vehicle that will take me through the gates. You know what I mean?